Estevan. An inquiry regarding the need for new boards at the Power Dodge Arena has morphed into discussions about the future of Estevan's No. 2 ice surface. During the final council meeting of 2023, Count. Tony Cernik said he had received some concerns about the $250,000 allocated in the 2024 budget for the boards, and he asked for a report on the expense. Leisure Services Manager Aaron Wilson filed the document at the January 8 meeting. She recommended that the Leisure Services Management Team meet with user groups, and gather information to make an informed decision on the best possible solution for addressing any concerns. A report will be created looking at the longevity of the Power Dodge Arena and possible options for future planning. The meeting is expected to happen before the end of January, and would include all ice organizations and Estevan Lacrosse, which uses the arena during the spring and summer months. This will provide us a better understanding of what is required to best meet the needs of the organizations in the community, Wilson wrote. Facilities managers Dan Croker and Matt Angel will research and price out options to address needs. Finally, Leisure Services will revisit the needs of the venue with council in March to decide next possible steps, based on information collected. In her report, Wilson also detailed the condition of the boards and some of the other issues facing the arena. Due to usage over the years, the arena boards have taken on an outward lean away from the ice surface, which has caused excessive gaps at the seams of the boards, as well as the glass loosening up in the posts that hold them, causing them to pop out of place when hit, said Wilson, who included several photos to back up her claims. Also, doors at the players' benches do not sit flush with boards when closed. The accesses to the referee room and players' dressing rooms cause concerns for the well-being of players and referees alike when they are required to walk amid fans and parents, and the viewing area is only accessible on the north side of the rink, causing frustration when the EMHA has split ice age groups like the U7 and U9 divisions. The viewing area is tight and so fans are often in close proximity to one another, and with emotions flaring up in games, this can add to the intensity levels, Wilson said. There are also complaints from fans who say they are too cold during games, and when the heat is turned up, players claim they are too hot. Wilson also pointed out there are not enough dressing rooms with the growing number of female players. Room number 5 does not have a washroom or a shower. It is one space that opposing team players should not have to share, but space is limited. Mayor Roy Ludwig said the city has put quite a bit of money into upgrades at the arena, and he believes they have kept it updated fairly well, but with it being aged, there are concerns, and the boards are the latest. Count. Travis Franks said he has spoken with a couple of people from a few of the user groups in recent weeks. I definitely think they want to see some collaboration, some long-term plans in addition to some short-term plans here. I know, of course, there have always been some big dreams of replacing the Power Dodge Arena, as well as, building, a third rink. But building one or even two rinks would carry a big price tag and they take a long time to plan. I like the idea of collaborating a bit with them and figuring out what we can do to keep this structure up to date and functioning as long as we can, as well as start brainstorming and making plans for the future, said Frank. Ludwig said once the city knows what is happening with small modular reactors and some of the other economic development initiatives that could create employment for the community and tax revenue for the city, the council of the day could start looking at options. He noted city manager Jeff Ward has looked at potential opportunities for structures. The city has been asked about a fieldhouse and a new rink, but a new, basic arena would still likely cost $10 million. At the very least, I think we have to wait on some of these bigger projects coming down the pipe to our community, said Ludwig. Cernik said all the user groups would appreciate the opportunity to be involved, and he can't wait to see the outcome. The money for the new arena boards was still in the budget as of last week. Council has been asking for feedback from the public on the document. Council is expected to approve the budget at the January 22 meeting.